In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation this day, Thursday, the 4th of July, 2019. For presentation, I am Father Blessed Ambang Njume. The Church celebrates today the Feast of Saint Elizabeth of Portugal. Let us pray. O God, author of peace and lover of charity, who adorned Saint Elizabeth of Portugal with a marvelous grace for reconciling those in conflict, grant through her intercession that we may become peacemakers and so be called children of God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 to 19. The gospel is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 9, verses 1 to 8. I read from the first reading. It happened sometime later that God put Abraham to the test. Abraham, Abraham, he called. Yea, I am, he replied. God said, take your son, your only son, your beloved Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah, where you are to offer him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I shall point out to you. Early next morning, Abraham saddled his donkey and took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. He chopped wood for the burnt offering and started on his journey to the place which God had indicated to him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. Then Abraham said to his servants, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I are going over there. We shall worship and then come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering, loaded it on Isaac, and carried in his own hands the fire and the knife. Then the two of them set out together. Isaac spoke to his father Abraham. Father, he said. Yes, my son, he replied. Look, he said, here are the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham replied, my son, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering. And the two of them went on together. When they arrived at the place which God had indicated to him, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood. Then he bound his son and put him on the altar on top of the wood. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to kill his son. But the angel of Yahweh called to him from heaven. Abraham, Abraham, he said. Yeah, I am, he replied. Do not raise your hand against the boy, the angel said. Do not harm him, for now I know you fear God. You have not refused me your own beloved son. Then looking up, Abraham saw a ram caught up by its horns in a bush. Abraham took the ram and offered it as a burnt offering in place of his son. Abraham called this place Yahweh Provides, and hence the saying today, on the mountain Yahweh provides. The angel of Yahweh called Abraham a second time from heaven. I swear by my own self, Yahweh declares, that because you have done this, because you have not refused me your own beloved son, I will shower blessings on you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars of heaven and the grains of sand on the seashore. Your descendants will gain possession of the gates of their enemies. All nations on earth will bless themselves by your descendants, because you have obeyed my command. Abraham went back to his servants, and together they set out for Beersheba, and Abraham settled in Beersheba. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Into your sanctuary, we come to adore you, Lord. In adoration,
Love for God counts more than any sacrifice. Love for God counts more than any sacrifice. Dear friends, as we continue reading from the Old Testament, particularly the book of Genesis, we recount the beautiful stories of our ancestors, our forefathers, their bravery, their zeal and witness for God. Today's narrative recounts the episode of Abraham and his willingness to sacrifice his son Isaac as requested by Yahweh. Now, offering sacrifice was a custom for the Jews. Sacrifices were offered for thanksgiving, for supplication, or for ratifying a covenant, that is, making a covenant valid. The word used for sacrifice in Judaism is korban. A korban was an animal, such as a bull, a sheep, goat, or dove. This animal was an animal for sacrifice. So when God told Abraham to offer a sacrifice, as was customary, Abraham would have made an animal sacrifice. Any of the above, a bull, a sheep, a goat, or a dove. On the contrary, God asked him for his own son, a human sacrifice. It even made the situation more complicated when we recall that Abraham had only this one son born to him by Sarah, his wife, a son that came after several years of childlessness. His willingness, however, to do the sacrifice, not minding it was his only son, not trying to hold him back from God, not thinking of how long he had waited for him, all this bring out the character of the man Abraham. Two virtues of his come to play: his absolute faith in God and his total obedience to God's will. For this reason, he earned for himself the title, our father in faith. Abraham will not hold back anything from God, not himself, as he left everything and followed God's call, Genesis chapter 12. Not even his own son, as he is ready to sacrifice him despite having waited long for him. He trusts. He has faith that God who gave can still provide. And truly, God provided, as he provided an animal to be sacrificed in place of Isaac. God did not intend Abraham to sacrifice Isaac, not at all. That is why he wouldn't let him and called out for him to stop. It was only a test of his faith, and Abraham passed his test and passed in grand style. Beloved, how often do we hold back from God, ourselves, or other gifts given us by that very God? We become stingy or crafty when it comes to giving back to him who gave us. We fail to remember it was he who gave us, that he owns all and can even give us much more. How quick we forget, how short-sighted we are. But these are the things Abraham knew, and so he did not fear to offer his son Isaac. I remember seeing some kids while growing up. Give them a candy or piece of cake. They are happy and thankful. They begin to eat with so much joy. That very instant, stretch a hand and ask them to give you back or even a share with you just a little of what you had given them. And I tell you, they hide it away behind your back. How soon they forget it was you who gave them. Abraham teaches us always to obey God and to have faith in him, especially in those difficult moments of our lives, like meeting the cruel reality of the death of a loved one. Often we say, the Lord gave and the Lord has taken back. But when the Lord takes back, how difficult it is for us to understand that it is he who gave and he has taken back. It is difficult for us to part ways, especially when we lose someone so dear to us. Secondly, never withhold back from God anything. All we have and are come from him. Give him back willingly and generously. Even yourself. Even the very gifts you have. Thirdly, by this gesture, it shows that God is not more concerned about what we offer Him than our hearts and ourselves. Psalm 40 verse 6 says, "You wanted no sacrifice or offering. Burnt offerings and sin offerings you did not require. Instead, here I am, I come to do your will." Beloved, God was not interested in what Abraham was to give him. Rather, he was interested in his willing heart. Later he would say, "Mercy is what I want, not sacrifice." Matthew chapter 9 verse 13. So, dear God's good people, God is not interested in how much you can give Him. He's not interested in the sacrifices we make for Him. Burnt offerings, money, all those things do not move Him. Rather, He is interested more in our love for Him, in our obedience, in our faith, and in our willing hearts. For what is more important? You think it is the money you offer? You think it is all the things you give to church? God is not pleased with those. If only we can have faith. If only we can trust. If only we can be obedient to Him, I tell you, all this means much more to Him than any sacrifice we can offer. If God will not allow Isaac to be sacrificed, it's because all these sacrifices mean nothing to Him rather than a humble, contrite heart, a willing and obedient heart, a heart of faith and love. Amen. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.